Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, Marvin, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
This is better. So I was
Okay.
just asking that if we get disconnected. So what I want to do is just write down. I remember you told me your badge number 199301, but I didn't catch your name. Let me put that in case.
Please write it down. It's
Yeah.
Ricky Jones.
Ricky
My
Jones.
first
Okay.
name is Ricky.
Got it.
Last name is Jones. All
Yeah.
right.
Is that
Now,
short
if
for
I was saying
Richard?
Miss M Sorry?
Is that a nickname for Richard?
No, Ricky. Ricky. Ricky.
Okay. Yeah, got it.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, Ricky Jones. That's my name. And like I told you, like you were asking me, right?
Yes.
The Social Security Department called you, and they don't knew your name. But first of all, I would like to inform you, Marvin, that this case is on a federal level. It has become a federal case. And right now, before we provide any kind of, personal information, any kind of sensitive information, first of all, we know that we are calling the right person. But sometimes we have to double check, double verify. We have to verify whether, the information we are about to give, whether we are about to give it to the right person or not. For that reason only, we verify each and everything. Even though we have the information, but we have to verify it so that we can give the information to the right information. All right? Now, Marvin, that is the reason why the Social Security officers had to verify your information so that before they provide you with any information, first of all, they need to know whether they are talking with the right person. All right?
I understand.
Okay. Now, Marvin, you wanted to work with us and resolve this matter outside the courthouse. So in order to work with us and resolve this matter outside the courthouse, there are three federal warnings, which means there are three federal protocols which we need to follow. And if you follow these three federal protocols, then I can assure you from my end that your name will be taken out from the case. Now, the first thing, first protocol here states that the line that we are talking to, the line that we are engaged in right now is a federally recorded and monitored line. And this recording is going to be forwarded inside the courthouse and is going to be played in front of the Attorney General and the jury members in your favor, stating that Mr. Marvin Scott has nothing to do with this case. He is innocent and he is not guilty. So just make sure at any given point of time, this recorded conversation is not disconnected without my permission. Now, the second
I'll be
protocol.
careful, but I just have to remind you that I think that your phone line having a little bit of difficulty. So if we get disconnected and I didn't do it, I don't want you to be angry.
No,
You
sir, don't
understand?
worry. If the Yeah, I understood. I understood.
You hear
First
me
of
okay
all,
right
if the
now?
line
Because it's a little bit okay.
I can hear you properly. All right. Now, like I told you, Mr. Marvin, if the line got disconnected for some reason, I'll give you a call. Don't worry about it. All right. Now,
Okay.
the second protocol requires you to be on hold, mute, or on speaker so that the recording and the conversation is not disconnected or interrupted. All right.
Okay.
Now, the third and final protocol is very important because right now you are under the Privacy Act of 1975, which states that you are not authorized to disclose this matter to no one until we are done resolving your case. Because right now this is something which is related to your personal information.
Right.
Pretty. Whoever has misused your information. And to be honest with you, we never know who it can be. It can be anyone. It can be among your neighbors, colleagues, friends, close ones, anyone. You cannot trust anyone at this point of time because if you panic, if you get nervous, and if you try to disclose this matter to your near and dear ones, thinking that they will help you out in this situation, and if at that point of time, if the imposter comes to know about this case, definitely he or she is going to run away from the situation. And at the end of the day, it is going to be you who is going to face the legal consequences. So until we are done resolving your case, make sure that this matter should be only between you and our department, that is the DEA. Apart from that, no one else. All right? Just to make sure that you are on the safer side. All right?
Okay.
Now, Marvin, are you currently employed, unemployed, self-employed, retired?
I am retired.
You're retired. And since how long you have been retired?
Just last year. I'm not so
just
old.
Just last year.
But I retired from the armed forces with a disability. So I retired early, even though I'm young.
Okay. All right. So you were with the armed forces, right?
Right.
Military.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So right now, it's been last year that you retired due to your disability, right?
Right. I was eligible for early discharge. And so my like health insurance and everything is under the care of the Veterans Administration.
Oh, and
hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Now I hear you. You broke up there for a minute.
Okay, Mr. Marvin, like I was saying, when were you, you know, which year you were enlisted in the Army?
So I enlisted in 2000, just before 9/11, and I served in the Navy, and I was eventually injured. It wasn't in war combat; it was a training incident.
Okay.
So I'm suffering from fibromyalgia due to exposure to some firefighting chemicals and things like that. You know, it affects my breathing and stuff.
Okay,
so you were not informed by your staff. So I have a little bit of a pension, and I'm living off that. And I think that if this ended up with a problem, I would probably contact the Veterans Administration, because they would help me with legal representation and other things like that. But I didn't say anything to them yet, because you just called me today.
Now, Marvin, I completely understand your situation. And, you know, I will first of all like to, you know, appreciate you for serving the nation. And, you know, it's a very sorry state for you right now, because you have to go through with all this problem because of someone who is, you know, misuse your information.
Yeah, well,
understand that.
When I find out who that is, I'm going to kill them. I still have an AR-15 that I'm allowed to keep.
Okay, so you have a license for that?
Of course.
Okay, perfect. Now, first of all, right now, Marvin, have you ever lost any of your personal information in the past? Like your wallet, your ID, or any of your personal credentials?
No, but I want to ask you, if you find out any more about suspects, I mean, obviously everyone's innocent until proven guilty, but if you can confirm to me anybody who did this sort of thing, I'm going to personally go and deal with them, because it's really not fair that they did that to me. You know, I gave up the best years of my life for my country, and the way they repay me is they steal my identity. So I'm not. If I find out who it is, I'm not even going to call the police. I'm just going to shoot them in the head.
So I totally understand your concern. I totally understand. You are right on your part. But I would like to request you, Marvin, since you were, you know, you also have served the nation. So I request you, you know, just let the law deal with it. You know, you cannot take the law into your hands, because at the end, you know, you served the nation and you had great work. You have a bright future ahead. So I don't want you to mess these things up. You just leave it up to the law. The law will take its own course of action.
Yeah,
so,
well,
you understand
yeah.
what I'm trying to tell you?
You have a good point, but I just want to make it clear to you that my military training is such, I mean, one of the things they teach us how to do is how to kill somebody without leaving a trace or a clue. So if I find out who it is and I kill them, nobody will ever find out. So I'll be fine. But like, I give you my word, I will not do that unless I know exactly who it is. I would never kill someone just based on a suspicion, because you know the Constitution says everyone's innocent until proven guilty. So I would definitely uphold that. I swore to uphold the Constitution. I would never violate it. That would be wrong.
That's good on your part. And see, Marvin, if we happen to catch the imposter, If we catch the imposter, definitely you will be notified about that. And
yeah, you just call me. You just call me. Give me the name and address, and I'll take care of it. You won't even have to worry about it.
Now, Marvin, right now at this point of time, have you ever applied for any kind of online loans or online mortgages where you have to provide your personal credentials?
No, because I deal with everything through the Veterans Administration. That's the one thing they do well. They kind of take care of the vets. So that's okay.
Okay. Now, Marvin, are you, staying with your family? Are you married? You're staying by yourself?
No, I live alone. Bachelor.
Okay, you live alone.
Because when you're in the Navy, it's very hard to have a family because you're at sea for so long, and people do it, but it's very difficult. Sometimes their marriages it's one of the sacrifices that we have to make for the country.
That's very true, Marvin.
Yeah.
That's very true. I understood.
Yeah.
And Marvin, I saw the orders from the federal courthouse. The courthouse has directed us to go ahead and straightly freeze your current social security number within the next 45 minutes because your current social security number is still active and the imposter, whoever has misused your information, is still active. We never know. He or she might try to use your information
again. Of course, yeah, and the biggest problem is that you can't change your social security number, right? Because once you have it, it stays your number forever. So I don't know what to do, except kill them, like I said, because if I kill them, that's permanent. They'll never steal my information again. I mean, it's never happened before. Nobody else I ever killed ever stole my information.
And like I told you, once we go ahead and freeze your current social security number, whatever thing that is linked with your social, which includes your bank accounts, your assets, and everything, will be freeze and shut down for the next 90 days.
Okay.
Which means for the next 90 days.
I apologize for the way I'm speaking, like with violence. I'm just very angry. You understand?
No problem. I understood that. I understand. So, for the next 90 days, nothing will be able to be deposited into your account.
Uh-huh.
Nothing will be able to be withdrawn from your account.
So I should
use
cash.
Whatever direct deposit, paycheck, benefit that you receive every month will all be put on hold by the bank. And you will not be able to withdraw even a single penny from your account for the next 90 days.
Yeah.
Now, 90 days is just a time frame that has been given to us by the courthouse to complete the investigation. If the investigation takes more than 90 days, I'm afraid that the courthouse will permanently freeze and shut your account down, and whatever hard-earned funds that you have in your account will be blacklisted and garnished. So right now, Mr. Marvin, if you have any questions, any doubts that you want to discuss with me, or if there is anything that I can do for you right now at the moment, you please go ahead and let me know.
Well, I have an idea. To not have access to my money for 90 days is a problem, but maybe on my way home today from the office, I still have my office there. I'm doing some administrative paperwork. That's the deal for my retirement because I can still do that. Anyway, on my way home, I can stop at my bank. I'll probably just take out from my savings whatever I need for the next 90 days, and then I won't have to worry about it for a while. So that's what I plan on doing.
Okay. Yes, Marvin, you have said the right thing, but let me tell you one thing. I was about to inform you about that, this case is not just about drug trafficking. That also involves money laundering. So right now, you are requested not to keep anything in cash above $50. Because right now, after we have this recorded conversation, if you try to withdraw the funds or keep anything in cash with you, and if the investigating team finds out that you have withdrawn the funds and you are keeping something in cash with you, definitely they are going to have suspicions on you, and they might link you with the imposter, even though it's your hard-earned money.
I understand.
Request you not to keep anything in cash
This causes something of a problem, because if I don't have cash and my bank accounts are locked, then I don't have any way of paying my bills. So that's really not an option for me.
Now, Marvin, see, there is nothing much that I can do for you at the moment, but these are the orders.
Okay, thanks for trying.
Follow,
I appreciate that you tried to help me, though. If there's nothing more you could do, then I guess I should just... Should I just hang up?
So, like I told you, Marvin, like I was
Hello?
Telling you, The only thing right now, can
Hello?
You hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, like I was telling you, the only thing what I can do for you right now is
now
if you want.
Hearing you again. 1 second. Hello, you hear me okay now? Okay.
I can hear you. I can hear you. Can you hear me, Marvin?
Yeah, sometimes I hear you. I can't hear you.
Okay. So like I was saying that, you know, the only thing what I can do for you at the moment in this current situation, because if the bank freezes your account and everything, it will be a hard time for you to take care of your bills and everything. I too understand
right.
your concern at the moment.
Ricky,
so the only thing
I
want to
just tell
you
first
is,
of all, you're a very kind man.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
Because I'm in a vulnerable situation now. And sometimes when I speak to, you know, people from law enforcement, they just tell me that it's too bad. It's my problem. I should call a lawyer. I should go to jail. I should jump in the lake. And I don't know how to thank you for helping me.
That's what we are paid for, you know?
Right.
The government is not paying us
yeah.
just to sit in the office, right?
And hello?
They're paying us to help every citizen.
Hello?